Now we head to the other Washington, where Republicans and Democrats are finally getting along, sort of. Yesterday, the House voted to pass a federal budget, a budget that our Senator Patty Murray cobbled together with Republican Paul Ryan. Here to tell us more about Patty Murray's role and whether or not Congress has turned over a new leaf is Andrea Seabrook. She's the founder of Decode DC and a former NPR congressional correspondent. Hi, Andrea. I just have to ask, you're not in the other Georgetown as well, are you?
No, not right now, although I do go there from time to time.
All right, so the big news this week, at least from our perspective here in Washington, is that Patty Murray cut this deal with Paul Ryan. What's been her role in getting past all the bickering in Congress?
Well, her role has absolutely been pivotal. I mean, she is the chair of the Budget Committee in the Senate, and she has been negotiating, it turns out, for a year with Paul Ryan. As many of you may remember, he is the former vice presidential pick of Mitt Romney's in the last presidential campaign. And the two of them, in an unlikely, you know, story, at least it's very rare in Washington these days, have been working for a year to try and figure out a deal that could pass both chambers.
Right. This is Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney's running mate Paul Ryan. They seem like unlikely collaborators to me. So how did Patty Murray cultivate this relationship?
Well, as I understand, nobody knows for sure, and that's part of that by design. This is the kind of thing that was supposed to happen in the super committee. I don't know if you remember the super committee that was supposed to work out all their budget woes years ago now and collapsed. One of the reasons in the postmortem for that collapsing that we found is that under the public eye, it's awfully hard for people from two different parties to work together, especially because in the Republican Party right now, there are two movements kind of moving against each other, and the far-right conservatives within the Republican Party don't want to see anyone from their party negotiating with President Obama or anyone in the Democratic Party. They sort of start leveling these charges of Republican in name only if people are willing to quote unquote negotiate with the enemy. And so Patty Murray and Paul Ryan have been having quiet secret, if you want to say, budget dalliances to try and work this out for a year.
So the House has passed this budget. It sounds like it's not yet a done deal in the Senate, which kind of confuses me because I always thought of the senators as sitting at the adult table. So what are Senate Republicans saying about the budget?
Senate Republicans, well, some of them have promised a filibuster. It is almost certain that there will be continuing threats of a filibuster because pretty much nobody loves this bill, and that's how you know that something, you know, it's possible that something will pass, by the way, if everybody hates it. It's kind of counterintuitive in Washington. But the fact that it passed the House with almost equal numbers of Republicans and Democrats, this isn't one of those cases of, oh, this is a bipartisan bill because, you know, two Democrats voted for it and all the Republicans. It actually, a lot of people voted for it on both sides. That's a really good sign for it passing the Senate. And as to your question, many times the Senate does pass things first, but when it comes to numbers, any appropriations bills have to start in the House, and often budgets do as well.
Right. When Ross Reynolds of KUW spoke with Patty Murray about this, she said that one of the things she couldn't get into the budget was extending unemployment benefits for folks who have been unemployed for long periods of time. What's the status of that?
Yeah, it is not in the bill. Those unemployment benefits for people who have been getting unemployment benefits for many, many months, they will be dropped. Those people will be dropped if nothing else happens sometime around the end of December, depending on their own specific situation. It's expected that when Democrats come back to Washington, when everybody comes back to Washington in January, that it'll be the number one topic among Democrats is how to getting Republicans to extend unemployment benefits, especially because this recession has been the hardest recession in many decades in the United States.
What's your prediction about other areas where the two parties might actually be working together in the new year?
Well, I wouldn't get too eager there personally. I mean, one thing there is to say about this, amidst all the headlines of, oh, look, bipartisanship, and oh, maybe they've actually come together for once. Remember, this is just a budget. It's like passing an Excel spreadsheet. It doesn't have any force of law. It's not actually a law. It doesn't have to be signed by the president. All it is a plan. They have passed a plan. And so in many ways, it's the least they could do and still do something together.
All right. Andrea Seaberg, thanks.
My pleasure.
She's the founder of Decode DC, a former NPR congressional correspondent. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.